This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset, from stamp or teacup collections to houses and boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, 772-3858.
I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order, and we do not have a quorum. For those that are listening, it's Jay Lister and myself, Sarah Holmgren. Mara is out of town, and we have another board member, Cheryl File, who is ill, and then Katie Homeland is expected to be here shortly. But we thought we might get going so that we could hear, for those that are listening, a really exciting student presentation from Mr. Kowalski's fourth grade students. So we'll start with that, and then we'll get into our meeting. Hopefully we'll have a quorum by then. So come on up. And if you can speak near the microphone for people that are listening.
I'm just going to short introduction.
Sure.
So my name is Mr. Kowalski, and I have the fortune to teach fourth grade at Stedman, along with Ms. VW. Mm-hmm. And I've got a great group of fourth graders this year. We start out every year with a lot of team building and class building to bring out all their talents that they have. And so not only we do that, but then we make them even more extended in them becoming superheroes. So this is how I introduce these have all started off as a 5-sentence paragraph, which moved to an 8-sentence paragraph, an 11-sentence paragraph, and then finally the 14-sentence paragraph. So this is how I structure our writing. And so this is one of our first writing creations. So this all started as a 5-sentence paragraph.
As you come up, can you say your name before you start so that people can that are listening can know who you are?
My name is Calder Heyer. Three epic powers. Eyes darting, feet flashing, hands slashing, the talents that I possess will lead mankind on an epic journey for millions of years. Sometimes I devour a huge pile of a million page long and thick books every drenching rainy day. Speedily reading a 484 page book in epic second grade was just plain enjoyment. Once I crazily read 200 long, gigantic, fat books in 2 short hours. However, reading is not my only talent. I safely ride over rigid ramps at 1,000 miles an hour on my huge, burly bike and soar 100 feet in the crisp, cold air. Whizzing over slanted wood at extremely fast speeds is so freakily crazy. I can also drive 100 miles an hour on my sturdy, fat tire over an old, strong jump. My last quality is owning so many red, blue, and green Lego creations at home. At my royal mansion, at home, makes it easy to fill a whole gigantic room with them. Occupying millions of Legos at my shabby gray dwelling is a big advantage. It was easy to make a mountainous insane bear in 2 pleasing hours. My stunning, breathtaking, and epic talents will lead the world for billions of years.
Has to be next.
Oh. Who's next?
No.
I'm not here. All right. All right.
My paragraph is entitled Ari's Paragraph, but since it's such a boring title, and it isn't written here, let's skip that. Okay, so. Jealousy boiling, eyes watering, you will read in complete awe about my explosive, pompous talents. I am able to speedily sprint from 30 long, precarious miles, slamming softly into a cold, stale couch. In fact, it feels quite warm, soft, warm, and welcoming. The feeling of a cold, freezing couch is wonderful for me. Because of practice, I find the experience quite cool. Also, I have mastered the tricky and therefore envious art of dressing lavishly up in a horde of dazzling colors. One of my most prized possessions is my $500 Marc Jacobs pinstripe suit. After all, black with white stripes is the latest fab. Not to mention my 80 billion bow ties and stripes, dots, red, green, pink with golden, pink, golden with little red and blue terriers on them, and all the bright colors one could imagine. Additionally, I possess a knack for drama and feeling in all-powerful theater. I easily demolish the pain when I dramatically fall in a legendary play. Also, my signature commie style can get a guffaw out of a rock. If I really tried, I could coax a cackle out of a dull, boring stump. Theater skills pumping, laughs building, crowd smiling, as I perform my awesome talents, even now as you read this paragraph.
The art that is displayed is from Sketchbook Pro on our iPads, thanks to this wonderful tech department that we have at in this school district. So, John Painter, thank you.
Hello, my name is Kato Mikethorn. One of my outstanding superpowers is super strength. When there's a ginormous hurricane and large stone buildings are falling, I can quickly whisk them up. Also, if there is an enormous plane spinning out of control, I can grasp the plane before it crashes into the hard, rocky cement ground. My favorite superpower is turning into a cute, small, white, fluffy Yorkie called Dino when I say boom. If I'm bored, I can turn into a Yorkie and play with my brownish, tannish, gray Yorkie called Tara. When there is a mad robber or a slimy forest green jumbo monster chasing me, I can turn into a Yorkie and he/she won't find me. Another superpower is looking at someone with big eyes if they are mad and they will be calm. If my friend is mad, I can look at them with wide eyes and they will be calm. Or when my brother is filled with rage at Fortnite because other users had killed him in the game, I can tell him to look at me and he will be calm. I love being a helpful, brilliant, talented superhero, and I think if you were one, you would like it too.
Hi, I'm Jillian. These are my awesome superpowers that make me look spectacular. I can quickly shapeshift boldly. Warm-blooded, very cool little animals are the nice animals I can turn into. Fastly turning into wise hawks and straightly flying over New York City is my favorite. Easily breathing under freezing blue water is another incredible superpower of mine. I am not able to peacefully breathe under fresh water. Quietly watching squid kindly shoot ink slyly out is interesting. Swiftly turning invisible is my last awesome ability. Sometimes I team up with the police, and I turn invisible to slowly sneak up on demons. Demons have skin suits to look normal, but really they can be slimy monsters or hot lava beasts. Quickly jumping on and off the green, shiny Statue of Liberty is something I can do without being seen. I love being a superhero, and if you are one, you would like it too.
Thank you.
Thanks
for coming, kids. Hi.
How was
swim? Hi. Let's see if we should check in with Katie.
I think. Did you text her, Irene?
I think we've
sorry.
Yeah. We're still trying to hear more.
Mara is at a chamber event, and then Charlotte's sick. Mm-hmm. So we knew that, but I think Katie had something late with her kids. So, so we need three. Voicemail, so I just texted her too. Well, I guess we'll hand out. So at this point, we still have a quorum. We'll just hang tight maybe for, I don't know, until we hear from Katie whether she'll be able to make it or not. Mm-hmm. It's a step up from the paper ones.
I know.
It's so pretty, official.
They're pretty fancy.
Here. We can't meet.
Oh, okay.
We went ahead and did the student presentation because
yeah.
That could be at any time, but yeah. We really can't do anything else.
We have to have three.
Can we get one of them on the phone, maybe?
If we could get her.
Ooh.
Or we could call Cheryl and Maya, too. If we call in, so we could start.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're waiting for one more member to join, so they have their quorum, which they seem to have information that the other members is on the way. But in the meantime, we'll take a look at our weather forecast and the community calendar here on KFSK. Time is 8:16, 45 degrees here in Petersburg, and it's going to get chilly again tonight. Temperatures are expected to drop down to just above freezing, it looks like, tonight. Actually, an update on the temperature. I've got a current reading of 37 degrees right now, and we're expecting a low of about 32 to 34 degrees. Happy birthday this evening for Brent Akers, Amy Bell, and Matthew Short. And a reminder that there are bears getting into garbage in different locations around town, so police department reminds all residents to secure your garbage. And a thank you to all the volunteers that helped KFSK last week and those that helped throughout the year. Thank you to each of our members and the businesses and the organizations in the community for your support. KFSK raised over $80,000 in our fall membership drive, and importantly, we increased the number of members for KFSK. It's a wonderful show of support for KFSK's mission of service to the community. Thank you for your continued support, and a big thank you to everybody that helped us out last week. Over 100 volunteering last week, answering phones and other things behind the scenes. High School Jazz Band is selling bags of seaweed for your garden, $15 a bag. The bags will be delivered this Saturday. Call the high school to place your order. That number is 877-526-7656 to place your order. And you do need to let them know your physical address and perhaps any instructions about where you'd like the bags placed, because they may be too heavy for you to move around, especially if you order several. They'll put them where you want them to, at your home. And again, the phone number for the school district, it's a toll-free line, 877-526-7656. Dyslexia will be discussed on the next Line 1. It's a statewide healthcare call-in program on KFSK tomorrow at 10 a.m. To add a comment or a question, call toll-free, 888-353-5752, or send email to line1@alaskapublic.org. That's dyslexia. Discussed on Line 1 tomorrow, 10 a.m. here on KFSK. And still this evening, just want to remind you that there is a 12 by 12 AA meeting. That's in the Lutheran Church Sunday School classroom that begins at 7 o'clock this evening. Information about Alcoholics Anonymous, call 518-0061. And again, a reminder that the Mountain View Manor Food Service Program has extended the service throughout this month of October, serving meals Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all each weekday throughout October. Tomorrow evening, they're going to be serving a vegetable lasagna along with zucchini, French bread, green salad, and cookies. Again, they're serving meals for seniors in the community Monday through Friday throughout October. Information about the service, call the phone number at the manor, 772-4331, regarding the senior meals service. Public Library is going to offer beginning ukulele lessons this Friday, 3:30 in the afternoon. This is for kids in grades 3 through 8. And Beat the Odds, 20th annual Race Against Cancer, will be this Saturday, 9 a.m. at the Parks and Rec Community Center. You can pre-register this week at Lee's Clothing. T-shirts go to the first 200 to register. Registration fee is $20. And the annual Beat the Odds race is a 2.5-mile run walk.
Oh, right here. Right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Irene, please call the roll.
Yes, Cheryl File.
Poor Cheryl. We're on the consent agenda. Motion's been made and seconded, Cheryl. We're going to call the roll now.
Excuse me. We're on the approval of the agenda, not the consent agenda.
I'm sorry, what?
We're
on the approval of the agenda, excuse me.
Okay, Cheryl File.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes. Motion passes 3-0. And we had next was our student presentation, but we've already done that. And thank you, Mr. Kowalski, for bringing in some of your fourth grade students. Those were certainly fun to hear and see also their artwork displayed for those of us, for those of you that are listening. Next, we'll go to student representative report, Maria Funt.
Okay, so the high school ASB has been working on a few things. The most recent has been the talk of changing the ASB constitution, which is going to get talked over during Thanksgiving break. And that is going to be a change to the constitution. I don't know the exact what's going to be changed, but it's going to be talked over during Thanksgiving and then approved. They're also planning a few fundraisers for the Mountain View Manor gazebo. They aren't sure which fundraisers exactly, but that's something that we're looking forward to. They have ordered the tables for the cafeteria and ordered a couch for a homework area. And then the last thing is that the ASB is looking for another co-advisor for the ASB, but they haven't appointed anyone yet.
Eight. Who's going to be discussing the Constitution? Is that something you guys are working on over Thanksgiving break? Or
yes, so that is going to be the executive board, which is made up of Peter Kowalski, Jack Beyer, Maddie Whitethorn, Brooklyn, and Jolynn Toyamora.
Oh.
Brooklyn Dormer.
They're having a Thanksgiving retreat.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they'll have lots of fun.
Love it.
Okay. Well, thank you. All right, next, moving on to correspondence. We did get something. Irene, is this?
Yes.
Okay. Got a letter from the Alaska School Activities Association, and it reads, "Dear school board members, each year ASAA regulates 44 activities for students engaging in sports, music, and fine art competitions. Your support of these activities is key to helping us meet our mission of using co-curricular activities to promote the academic and social development of students. ASAA is happy to present with you a statewide pass. This pass will allow you free admission to all ASAA sanctioned interscholastic activities, contests, and programs. We hope to see you at as many championship events as possible. Sincerely, Billy Strickland, Executive Director." So, Cheryl, we've got a card for you when you're feeling better, but that's very generous and nice.
They're pretty this year.
I know, they're not paper. They seem so fancy. By lots of, looks like a lot of donors as well on the back, so it's kind of nice, but
we get into Jake those. Used that last weekend in Anchorage.
Oh, that's yeah. Right.
He didn't.
I didn't have
no, we didn't have them yet.
Got his night.
Yeah.
For cross country.
Yeah, you can use it when bringing me to the state.
There you go. All right, well, thank you. Okay, next we have comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items. Comments from audience related to agenda. Oh, no. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Unrelated. Go ahead. Yep. Come on up. Do we have... looks like there's a few people we have in the audience. And I don't see a ton of people, but I'm thinking maybe limit to a couple minutes if we need to. If that's...
I want at least the next 45 minutes.
Say your name.
So I'm Matt Powick.
Okay. And who you're representing.
I'm representing me and my 13-year-old daughter. I want to start off by saying I am not now, nor have I ever been a 12 or 13-year-old girl. But I am speaking on behalf of several, I think. This is concerning the decision to have compulsory swim class now for 7th and 8th grade. In addition to their PE class. So now the plan, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, is to have a rotation of PE for 2 weeks and rotate into swim, and then 2 more weeks of PE and rotate into swim. I just want to start off by saying I'm very grateful that my kids have grown up in this school system, that they've had really solid foundation of swim from kindergarten through fifth grade. I also grew up in the school system. I didn't swim competitively or even beyond fifth grade, and I'm a better swimmer than probably 95% of the people that I get in the pool with just because I grew up here. So I'm really grateful to the swim program that we have. My concern is that these girls, and honestly the boys too, they're at a time in their life right now where things are awfully awkward. Everybody's dealing with changing bodies. Girls are dealing with, some of them, their first periods. Some of them, you know, have been dealing with it for several years, and now they're going to be asked to jump in a pool every third week. If they're trying to deal with being on their cycle in the pool, they're going to have to probably use a tampon or sit out. And to be honest, I just feel like that's an additional, this is an awkward enough time in our life. It's another layer of awkwardness for them to have to deal with. My problem, I guess, is that it's compulsory, that it's required. I don't know of any other subject. I mean, they're not going to go to science class and they're going to say we're dissecting frogs next week. So girls, you're going to need to wear a tampon and trim your bikini line. And boys, you're going to be expected to take your shirt off. But if you feel uncomfortable with it, you can still wear your shirt. I have heard the concession that, yes, they'll be allowed to wear other things than just their swimsuit in the pool. I still feel like it makes, I still feel like that's a step in the right direction, but not quite there. I've swum a lot. There's always the guy that doesn't feel comfortable taking his shirt off, so he swims with his shirt on. It's no secret why he's swimming with his shirt on, and it still is embarrassing to that guy to not, you know, have his shirt on. As a coach, you know, back in the day, we did shirts and skins all the time. When I was playing, it was expected these kids take their shirts off, these kids keep their shirts on. I recognized awfully quick when I was coaching that there were certain kids that were not comfortable going skins, and so we don't do that anymore. It's just, I don't feel like the kids need to worry about that aspect. They're dealing with body image stuff already. So that's, as a coach, that's a decision I made, that we don't, I'm not going to require that of the kids. I did get to meet with Mr. Dormer today, so thank you for giving me your time there. I sent an email to Ms. KP and Mr. Dormer earlier. And it sounds like most of the complaints from the kids so far have been that I'm worried about my hair. It takes me so long to do my hair in the morning. That's probably the thing I would focus on as well if I were a 12-year-old girl and I was asked to go talk to my principal about why I feel uncomfortable getting in the pool. Even if it was because I was worried about dealing with my first period in the pool, I'd probably go with something a little less embarrassing or personal, or, you know, something that I just don't feel as comfortable talking about. It sounds like also Ms. Evans, Ginger Evans, and Ms. Kahn were consulted about, like, what they had to deal with when they were swimming. And I would argue that I would have rather seen maybe a woman consulted that wasn't an avid swimmer growing up. I'm sure they made all sorts of other concessions for their passion of swimming and dealt with getting up before school and staying late after school and things like that. I would have rather seen a woman asked who maybe just wasn't passionate about swimming and what their experience was if they had to swim in middle school and the awkwardness there. I guess I'll finish with insinuating. I feel like when we focus on, well, they're saying that, you know, the big concern is their hair, that's insinuating this is, they should care less about their appearance. It's, you know, oh, they're worried about their hair, so that's something that we shouldn't be as concerned about. So on the one hand, you're telling the girls you're worried too much about what you look like, and then the next week they enter gym class and they're told that their shorts are too short, you need to worry more about what you look like. And again, like I said, I'm not a 12 or 13-year-old girl, but I think that if I were, I would find that very confusing about, should I worry about what I look like in gym class and not worry about what I look like in the pool? How do I navigate that? So as a concerned parent, I say that there are other great cardiovascular activities we can have our kids do during that week. I know some kids haven't had those 6 years of swim that our kids have gotten in the elementary school. They don't have that foundation, but I guess the fact that it's compulsory is what we're struggling with. And I've talked with my wife and my daughter, and we would consider looking at other avenues to get that PE credit during the year. I'm not saying we're pulling her out of school or anything like that, but we will look at other options to see if, you know, what we can go with. That's all I got. Thanks.
Is there anybody else?
I'll say one thing.
Okay. Just introduce yourself and who you're representing.
I'm Stephanie Powick, and I have a 13-year-old daughter here. She's in eighth grade. The one thing he didn't cover that I wanted to mention was that when I contacted Rick about the situation, he said that if girls were on their period, they would have to switch to another group. And my concern with that is that it's going to be obvious why they're switching groups. Everyone will know. And that's pretty much really mortifying for most middle school kids. So anyway.
Do you want to see any of the students? We've got quite a few students here. Anybody? No? This is your opportunity if you want to share anything with us.
Don't run away.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Thank you. Moving on to comments from the audience related to agenda items. And I guess I just want to clarify for anybody that is listening as well as in the audience is that when we have comments unrelated to agenda items, it is not a back and forth dialogue. It is information that we take under advisement that's how you feel, but we cannot, unless it's on the agenda and it's an open, we actually recess to a public discussion. We can't have a public discussion with you directly like that. So it's not that we're here. It's just that's the process. So. Okay, so we move on. I think Cheryl was going to now. Welcome, Katie.
Yes, sorry.
She was able to join us, and I think Cheryl is pretty sick. So, I just got a text from her that said, "Is it okay if I hang up?" So I think she might be hanging up.
Yes, Cheryl. Thank you.
Sorry, I was double dipping on board meetings.
Oh no, that's right.
Take care. Get well.
Sorry.
All right. Bye bye.
We'll move on to anything related to the agenda. Okay, and now we'll do comments from board members. If anybody wants to make any comments or. Okay. We'll move on to the consent agenda. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda, which includes September 2019 monthly accounting reports, bills, payrolls, and electronic funds transfers, ASB trial balance, and P-card statements in the amount of $1,644,771.30. But this also includes our service project for the food service. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. We can go back to voice votes unless we're spending lots of money. I think this one we still have to do voice vote,
yeah.
Right?
Well, we'll do a roll call.
Roll call, yes. Excuse me. Yes, that's what I mean. Go ahead, Rory, please.
Okay, Jay Lister.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Katie Holmland.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 3-0. Next, we'll go on to administrative report, superintendent report. Superintendent Clickpayer.
Do we want to, Jamie, are you still doing practice? Do you want to try to jump in?
You're more than, yeah.
I was just thinking, he
yep.
had requested.
No, nope, that's fine. Go ahead. We'll move, we're going to bump down to Director of Activities report, Mr. Cabral, since he's double duty as well tonight, like Katie.
I know. Back and forth.
Yeah.
First off, I hope you take advantage of those passes. We got them to all the Region 5 activity directors and principals. I have yours, Rick.
Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. It's a very nice compliment whenever you guys are around at any Region 5 event in another community. Pop in, say hi, visit with people. Really cool that we have those options. But first off, cross country finished a great season with Coach Thompson, Coach Eddie, boys state runner ups. And Dr. Luston was able to be up there, and it was nice and cold. A little rainy the day before, but it held up. And the girls finished third in state, so very cool for them. And the boys were also Region 5 champions for the first time in PHS history. So I get to add a sticker to a banner. I'm excited about that. But we just. Swim just got back from Ketchikan. Very exciting flight home.
Yeah. Melanie won for the girls.
And Melanie won for the girls. Yes. Melanie won for the girls. Region 5 individual champion. Yes. Thank you for that one.
No problem. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. I was trying to think of them all. But Swim just got back. They are hosting their home meet October 18th, 19th. That is next weekend. We'll be here. October 18th is also Alaska Day. So make sure you recite the lyrics to the Alaska flag song. We will be singing it on Friday. At the swim meet, so know your state song. Way to go.
Awesome.
Yeah, very cool. And volleyball is rolling. Got back from the small schools tournament. We had JD here 2 weeks ago. Wrestling has started. Middle school basketball has started. Middle school cheer has started. So we are busy beavers getting after it. And don't worry, our numbers are high, and I will get you that percentage in about 6 months of our participation rates. But everything is going really smooth. Our middle school parents, hopefully they didn't have too hard of a time with the Planet HS online system that we are doing. It is tremendously helpful, especially for the coaches that we can see who has all their stuff in and everything else, and it's rolling. And once they're in that system, they're there for the rest of their high school career, so it makes it easy to transition when they come up through high school. And we just got back from our fall AD meetings. It's been a while, but it's the first time we had every single school represented at our fall meeting from our entire region. We are one of the most unique regions because we are the only region in the state of Alaska that has every single classification, 1A through 4A. So kind of a cool little note there. But it was interesting. We had to get very creative on travel plans of how it's going to work with some communities having very limited ferry service, but we got it to work. It's just super creative in a lot of the things that we do. So doubling up on trips, getting the least amount of time away from school and working with each other. I figure we are a pretty united region here, so we're trying to help each other out all over the place. And Karen did a fantastic job as our treasurer secretary for the region too. So it's working really good. Our basketball schedule is posted on our calendar, posted online. Track is set for 2020, and now it's really set our calendar till June 2020. So we're rolling on that one, but check out the calendar. A lot of new things up on the calendar for that you can find right on our head of our webpage. So, questions for me?
Camera.
Pixelot. Let's talk Pixelot. Dr. Lister's going to buy it for us. No, just kidding. So we did some measurements. There are many schools. We did bring that up at our activity directors meeting, and the whole Anchorage School District is moving to it. And it's a Pixelot system, automated camera, unmanned. We did some measurements on Monday in the gymnasium to see where we're going to put it.
Okay.
We can work on advertisements for businesses within our community, and the money comes back to the school that helps kids out with things that they might need. So kind of in our...
what is the cost for the camera again?
So the camera's cost is $5,000, and that's for two cameras for 5 years. And they send us all the equipment, and then we just kind of install it. There is a fee that's associated with the subscription to watch, and it is nationwide. So anyone can watch it from anywhere if they have the subscription. It's $9.99 a month. 10% of that comes back to the school district. If you buy the year pass, it is $64.99 for the year.
and 1995 of that comes back to the school district as well to help offset
so
costs.
So are you ideally fundraising the full $5,000 for this thing?
That's the plan. Yeah, that's the plan. And so we can also do advertisements on our stream. Okay. So in between commercials, every now and then if there's a break, there's going to be advertisements for local businesses. So it could be, you know, Petersburg Dental. They could have something on there, or Nordic House Bed and Breakfast, or Petersburg Properties. And so we're kind of working on a price range of how that would go. We're trying to turn them into packages as well for advertising in the gymnasium, you know, kind of a package if you want all three gymnasium. We're also working with yearbook. We just had a meeting with Ashley Lohr on the yearbook advertisements as well, trying to have a package where you can get all three, and or you just want one, or you just want this one, or you just want that one. And the subscriptions that go with the Pixelot cameras also allow you to watch state events because that's how ASAA runs with all of their state events. Everything is on the NFHS network. So that subscription you pay to watch, you know, a couple volleyball games, basketball games, wrestling, that subscription still goes for every single state event that happens too. So if you get that subscription, you can watch Maria swim at state. So, yeah. Or you're probably going to go up there. So yeah,
and the cost,
and the cost for the monthly subscription is $9.99. The cost for the year long pass is $64.99. Yeah, total. So, and the camera system, how it works is the $5,000 comes up front, and it everyone is in the same spot that we are in, have trying to find people to run the cameras at games. That has been the biggest challenge, and a lot more schools are gonna. Got information from Craig and us because we are the first two that really we started doing it already, the whole process. So there's a lot of schools in Region 5 that are going to move to it, and that subscription will still be able to work. You know, if mm-hmm. our team is at Craig, you can watch the Craig games. If our team's up in Anchorage, you can watch the Anchorage games. So,
where was the team volleyball team recently where you could watch it online? Where were you?
We were at Mount Edgecombe.
Okay, and was that were they and using that, those
that,
cameras?
They were not. They were okay. using just a YouTube stream
okay.
on that
I was
one.
Just kind of curious because yep. it was hard to.
Yeah, exactly. And so if it was the Pixelot system, what would start to happen is you could either choose to just have it panned mm-hmm. wide out like how that camera was, okay. or you could have it move, and what it would do would just watch everything. And
wow.
it's unreal technology mm-hmm. of how it pans and follows all the okay. the events.
I guess you showed us that demonstration, but I just yeah. thought, I was curious if where
yeah.
you guys were at last.
And then I watched a water polo one, which actually oh. was a really good example because they had a system to where it would stop the reflection coming off the ripples of the water
whoa.
With the lights in the background and the scoreboards and everything else. And what it also does is that it has another camera that interlays our scoreboard into the bottom left-hand side of our stream,
oh, nice.
Which is unmanned too. So everything is, we turn it on and it goes, and then we turn it off. The subscriptions are for athletic events only. So our Veterans Assembly, graduation, Southeast Honors Music Festival that we do in our gymnasium, all of those are free events. There's no charge to watch those. So graduation and our Veterans Assembly and everything else that we put on there.
Okay.
Yeah. What some schools do too also is that they use it for practices, but they also use it as a security system as well. So it's pretty neat little system. And then if we ever wanted to renew our license after 5 years, we do not have to pay the $5,000 again. They just send us a new version of the camera when they get to that point in 5 years down the road. They might be the S3 camera instead of the S2.
Is this only live then, or can you go back and rewatch?
You can go back and rewatch. It saves it on the net. Yeah, okay. It saves it on a network. So I can go back.
So as a coach, you could go back. And
yeah. Yep. And even as a parent, you could also go back and watch that game that's saved on the NFHS network system. And it also does a pretty cool thing where you can order a DVD of it if you want it to be super cool. But I don't know if DVDs exist like VHS cassettes and all that stuff anymore. So,
okay, but what have you put on VHS?
But if you want it on VHS, I don't know. I don't want that one. Yeah, but you could order DVDs of the game itself to specific games of itself straight from the NFHS network, and they'll mail it straight to you. So pretty cool system. A lot of schools move into it because we are falling in that trap of all of the kids that we have in our videography class are also on the floor, so they can't really do both. But
so cool, when do you think system. It might be up and running by?
We did our measurements. We finished our measurements in the gymnasium, finished all our questionnaires, made sure we know where we're going to go. I am hoping we have it up by November 15th, if it gets here in time.
That.
So it has to ship from Israel to Atlanta and then Atlanta to us. And One of the big systems was where the data was stored, and the data is stored in the United States. Okay. So that was one of our big questions, technology-wise.
Well, that's I'm glad.
Very forward. Important. Yep. Yeah.
I'd rather be stored here than not.
Yeah, exactly. And so, if you have a lot of families down south, a lot of them already moved to this system with the NFHS network. If you have family in Texas, that I think Texas runs pretty much the entire state through the NFHS network. So if you got family in other places, it works great.
Yeah. And more and more getting on board here in the state, too.
Right? More and more getting on board, yep. Yep. I think they are really rolling now. So they've put in a new representative to help Alaska out right now because so many schools are going to it because they're falling, getting in that piece. So just had to make sure we had the network capabilities, power, location, and just the people to do it. So I think it's going to be really cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Oh.
I have a question.
Absolutely.
So are you locked in for the 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And we are also going to be able to do every single middle school event now as well, because before we didn't have it and now we do.
And is the primary motivation behind this is just so we didn't have people to run the cameras?
Yeah. What was happening was we couldn't stream some of the C-team JV games because we didn't have enough people to run the cameras.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
because
we had a software system that was local that could do it.
And it does run off an HP. Yeah.
Get busy, Matt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Got a job for you.
Matt's going to be sitting at the camera all weekend long. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, it's a pretty cool system, and it takes up minimal space, too. The idea of where we're going to have it right now is underneath the radio booth, and we can see every angle and pan, and it'll pan itself because of the multiple cameras of the way they work. So that's where we're going. Plus, it's kind of out of the way, so a ball doesn't really hit it too hard. So, yeah.
Okay.
Or a baseball from the cage might sneak out of cage. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, see you all.
Thanks. All right.
Backtrack up to number one, superintendent. Report.
Yeah, busy times. So I was able to attend the superintendent meetings in Fairbanks a week and a half ago. Got stuck up there for another day due to a mechanical, which was super awesome. That's always fun. Anyway, it was great. It was a great meeting. Had some really good presenters. I'm going to share some more resources with you guys along the way, and also with our staff. It was a great meeting. One of the really powerful sessions that we had there, which I didn't even know she was going to be presenting, but we were, I told you guys a little bit about the Start With Hello and the campaign out of Sandy Hook Promise, and we actually had a presentation with a speaker who's a mother of one of the children who was actually killed during that tragedy, and she has started, she's been, basically it's her mission in her life, as she says now, for the last 6.5 years. That she has worked to create this program called Choose Love. You should look it up. It's pretty awesome out there. And I think it'll be another great resource for us as we continue to move forward with talking about ways to include and recognize and notice all of our kids and all of our, really combat that social isolation issue. It was unbelievably powerful. We were all crying. That's all I'm going to say. And she wasn't. I mean, she was just incredible. She was just this amazing presenter. Anyway, it puts things in perspective. That's what I will say about that. It was amazing. What else is happening? Other things that are coming up on the agenda I can address. I won't steal Rick or Heather's thunder on some other things that are happening. We did have a group of people who went to the safety summit that you guys knew about in September. It was after our last meeting before this one. Had 4 people go, John, Dan, and our counselors, Rachel and Jenna. We actually just have been meeting a little bit over the last week or so just to kind of, they've created a file with all kinds of the resources and things that were there everywhere from social emotional programming, like Choose Love, Start With Hello, all those kinds of programs, talking prevention, as well as talking other kinds of things about safety within the building, talking about, you know, doors and windows and all those kinds of things too. So a combination of both of those areas at the safety summit. We do want to send kids next year. We're saying this out loud because we, both years that our people have come back, they really feel like we need for sure a couple high school voices, if not even maybe a middle school. So anyway, we need kids there. And Sarah, you were there last year. I think mm-hmm. you also felt the same way, that it was mm-hmm. powerful to have a voice. So Maria, you can pass that along. Pass that down the ASB pipe somewhere. We are also working with our migrant program to coordinate and organize another college trip this fall to UAA and UAF with some of our students. So we're working on that. We also have some students that are going to be visiting AFTEC that are going up with Mr. Owens to the CTE conference. We have several students that are going to be presenting up there at the Career Technical Conference in a week and a half. It's coming up. So four of our students are going. They all happen to be migrant students as well. So they're going to go to that conference, present, and then they're going to AVTEC in Seward to check that out. So we're excited about that. And that also is another one of our migrants.
Maybe they could present here when they get back.
I'm sure they could.
To show us what they are presenting at AVTEC. We'll write that down too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yep.
Two girls, two boys that are going on that trip with Mr. Owens. So we're excited about that. Other things that are coming. We're kind of doing some coordinating with Sea Alaska. We spent some time talking today with him, Damon Bell Holter. He is a 6'9" basketball player from Heidelberg who used to play for the Celtics. And he does a lot of, he is Haida, and he has quite a story. And so he is able to do work in schools. He does not just about basketball, although that's his venue, but he's going to be coming courtesy of Sea Alaska. So he'll be here at the end of the month and doing some work in our classrooms and with our students. So we're excited about that. Positive message. And then we're also working with Nick Hansen, the Alaska Ninja Warrior, and he is 98% sure that he's coming in January. So we are very excited about that as well. We'll keep you posted on that. We need to build a warp wall. For anybody who knows about Ninja Warrior, we know how to build one.
It doesn't travel with one.
We know how to build one. We have the materials list. So
I'm surprised we don't have one already.
Be prepared.
Really.
I know. You guys would probably want to use
it. I have a ninja course.
I know.
Are you at your house?
We have one of the ones that hangs between the trees.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
We bring it to Kinderskog. They love it.
Yeah. So warp wall.
Yeah. We don't have the warp wall.
Listen up out there. Yeah. Radio Land. It's coming.
Oh,
January.
That's exciting.
It's going to be awesome. Anyway.
Can I say real quick, the start with hello thing, I'm sure you know, but it went over really well with the kids, and running an after school program after each of these days, having the kids come back and share all of that was really cool. The kindergartners, we had to stop and use the district office for the bathroom break because 5 minutes down the road we had to pee. Anyway, the rest of the kindergartners got up on the steps out in front of your district office. And we're singing the Start With Hello song.
Yes!
And,
so cute.
But it wasn't just the activities. It was really resonating with them as to why we were doing these activities and why it's important to be kind. And so it was a really good program, and I hope we continue to use it.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great feedback. We have had good feedback from lots of kids and staff and parents, actually.
Yeah.
So more coming.
Good.
Challenges and activities coming up. So keeping the momentum going. So thank you for that.
Thanks. Do you want to do maintenance report at all, or do you want, I know that's last, but I thought you're already on.
I can do it. I'll do it. Yep. Mr. Tate is actually up at the maintenance conference. He just left this morning. A few updates on food service renovation project. We are so pleased with how it really gone and is going, and it is lovely. And if you are out in Radio Land and you want to stop by and have lunch and check it out, give us a call and come up. It's really pretty awesome. So another big thank you to Dan Tate for all of his work, and Carly Johnson as well. Jay Brandt, our contractors, did come back last week to work on the punch list, which are the last things to come back and fix and address. And the items on the list were pretty darn minimal, honestly, for as big of projects as this has been. It's pretty impressive. So we're really pretty much done getting into the sign-off phase. So we're excited about that. Let's see. We've had a bit of a delay on the underground fuel storage tank, not because there's nothing wrong with the tank or the actually any of the work there, but they're just kind of trying to get the final documentation on the soil around it. So they had to do a whole thing, which has nothing to do with us, but, and it's all fine. But anyway, it's just been interesting dealing with scientists who aren't here and who need us to sort of go back and help them figure out how to take pictures of it. It's interesting. So we're doing that, helping to backtrack. Elementary fire panel replacement. Yay. Heather's excited about that, so we can stop with the beeping. That's coming. Over holiday break. Nothing wrong with the panel. Well,
it's
time to replace. It's done. It's been on the list. It's going to happen. So that's coming over Christmas break. We're excited about that. District, along with the Arts Council, is putting out an RFP this fall to replace and update the auditorium light system. There was a grant through the Rasmussen Foundation and the Arts Council. We have talked about this a little bit the last couple of years, but it's time to get it out and get it going. We are very excited about that. It needs to happen. There's some safety issues there, too, with lights. So we're working with Arts Council and Rasmussen on that. And I think that's it.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for being patient, principals. Next, we have elementary principals report. This is Colin.
Right. Well, we've had a busy month. So the Title I, the Night of Stories, the event went very well. We had about 55 people show up. The kids participated in the heartbeat drumming and some other drumming that went on. Brenda Louise was amazing at her killer whale story. And the kids were all in the front row. And they were they were right there in the front row. They were attending well. There was no reminding them. The Start With Hello Week was absolutely awesome. Thank you to the high school. They donated. They donated bodies. So we had one. Yeah. And the body. Yeah. They were before. They even came before their time was scheduled to come to school, which is pretty huge seeing how we live next door and Stuart was often tardy every day. But, you know, so we had the cross country team come, we had the swim team come, we had the volleyball team, the National Honor Society, and we had them all out front and in the halls, and they were in the classrooms, they were greeting the kids, saying good morning, visiting the teachers that they had. I mean, it was just a very social time in the school. And then we started our week off with the little kindergartners up on our stage auditorium/cafeteria space, because we're learning how to use that and share. And they sang our hello song to grades 1 through 5. It was so cute. And they all got up and they were participating. It was pretty cute. So they were, they started off, and then we ended our week by tracing our handprints. And if you go down the halls, we're still working on it, but it's up at the very top, and so there's handprints lined at the very top from the primary end, and it's coming down to the intermediate end. We had a Bring Your Parent to PE Day. There was 100 parents there that came from K-5. I did a lot of push-ups that day. I think that the games were rigged, and I think Dan V, like, purposely made the girls be even, right? We did a lot of push-ups, Katie and I.
I actually can't do push-ups right now. I supervised. You did great.
Oh, thanks. And then we've had some interest from students, from fifth grade students. And so Miss Green and some of the fifth grade students have started a newspaper club, which is meeting on Thursdays from 3 to 3:30. We're not really sure what that's going to entail right now, but I bet it's going to be great. And maybe a school newspaper, right? I am going to be gone from October 24th through the 29th along with Dormer, and we're going to be at Anchorage for a conference. We're pretty excited, but we kind of miss Damon Bell Holter at that time because his visit overlaps with us being gone. A little bit sad to see that, but we will get to see him for the first day. We are planning our Red Ribbon Week, which is October 28th, and so we will have three and a half days of school. We get out early on October 31st, which is an early release at 1:45, and then there's no school on November 1st. the teachers will be there. We have in service on those days, but there will be no kids in the building during those days. We will have themed days that week of October 28th, and the Student Council is actually working on their proposal to us for that. We have a food service aid job open for 3 hours a day. It's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you are interested, please visit our website to learn how to apply for that. We are also in need of substitute teachers and paraprofessionals. We have a limited amount of subs right now, and when we have no subs at all in the building, it just causes us to close down programs that kids need to use on a daily basis. So it makes it a little bit hard to keep going. We are also looking for a hallway reading volunteer. So if anybody's interested out there, we have some nice cozy chairs to sit in the hallway. Won't have to kneel down too far. And you can sit there and just read with those kids from K-5. They just need all the reading help that they can get, and just the practice and exposure. We met as a PIE committee and partners in education. They're off to a great start. They have little projects here and there. Katie is writing some small little grants to help fund these projects this year. We're also asking for room parents, which is a parent designated to be the communication link between the teacher and the PIE committee, as sometimes teachers can't be present and able to attend the PIE. So our next meeting is November 7th at 4 p.m. in the Stedman Library. Any questions?
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next, middle school, high school principals report, Mr. Bloomer.
Good evening. Hi. It is, I say this all the time, and I feel like it's going to slow down, but it's not. It's busy. I was digging through the calendar and looking at this, so... there are more things that I'm talking about, and you've got a good piece from Maria and Jamie and Superintendent, so there's lots of things going on, so I'm just covering a few of things that I feel are in kind of my little window that it's a lot going on, but good stuff. A fun thing, too, just kind of throwing it out there. It snuck up on us already, but our Rotary Assembly is coming up this Thursday at 9:30 a.m., which is fun. I'm sorry, 9:15 is probably more accurate, in the auditorium, and that's great. So we have Bruno from Brazil, and we had Kobe from... Hungary, thank you. As well as we had a couple students visit over the summer. Flynn Anderson. Nope, I'm not going to remember what country she went to.
Italy,
thank you. That's my ancestors. I should have known that.
Didn't Reed go to Italy?
And then Reed also went. Yes. So we've got four, which is exciting. I love this assembly. It's really a good time. The presentation was great, but most of all, I love the, you think of Germany?
Abby's in Germany now.
Oh, okay. Oh, Abby Sorry. Is now. Yeah, that's okay. Anderson twins, that's fine. But I just love the questions, actually, from our students, because they're always insightful, and we have really intelligent kids. And then watching the, oftentimes, our exchange students just brag about their country, which is cool. So it's a great time. It is open. It's not just students. It's open to the public if they want to come in and watch that.
When is that?
Kind of pop out. That is Thursday. This Thursday, about 9:15.
In the
assembly, in the right auditorium, takes about, okay. I think we've blocked 45 minutes, and it usually takes, I think they've got about 30 minutes or so of presentation, and then, of course, question time, which is, like I said, a fun time. We have conferences coming up here soon, next week, here in middle school and high school land, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're trying a different time frame. We assume right before Thanksgiving break, and we do kind of these long, go until 8 o'clock at night, and we're trying three. So Tuesday and Wednesday will be from 4 to 6:30, and this is out in the bulletins, and Thursday is from 3 to 6 p.m. We have a Friday release on the Thursday, and then we'll have a Friday release on the Friday there, and this is next week. This is all on the events calendar, and again, those conferences, and we're scheduling a few of the days you'll see in the bulletin, and some are open both for middle school and high school. So that's also a change. We're trying to schedule a few more high school ones with Mr. Troutman. Used to see all freshmen, and we're not doing quite that model. We're reaching out to some families we really want to connect with. And then, of course, we're open to other families as well. So parents can call in and schedule, and we're calling some to try to schedule. And there's open drop-in times for both. So appreciate people coming in and seeing us and talking about their kids and their how their education's going. And then the follow-up, bless you. The follow-up of that, the end of quarter one is October 18th. We're already almost a quarter of the way through the school year, which sounds, isn't that crazy, Maria?
It is crazy.
We just started, didn't we? We just started. Wow. So that's something to look forward to, what that means for teachers working through things and kids getting grades wrapped up. I also am attending the principal's conference as principal Consett. Thanks, Maria, for coming. Go get some homework done. No, you are so busy. Appreciate your time. I'm always thankful again for folks that cover, like the superintendent and Mr. Cabral and Mrs. Kahn, who covered last time we go. But thank you again for the principal's conference. As you know, I serve on the board, and so I go a little early and have some meetings, and that's such a great learning opportunity. And we always get to talk with some of the guest speakers that come from across the nation and just get to learn from them, just kind of absorb as much as we can. This is a different year for me. I've been working on, with the superintendent's blessing, I've been mentoring three principals, in other areas, not nearby. And this is really the only time I get to see them face-to-face, and I haven't met them yet. We've just been talking on the phone a lot since last spring. So be a fun thing there. And again, just how much you learn, you know, teachers, how much great teaching technique is to have kids teach other kids. And when you become a principal and you kind of learn and you get a few battle wounds, and then you're able to pass it on to other people, it really helps you reflect and kind of look back. So it's a growing process for me. So great opportunity. And thank you. Thank you. We talked about Damon Bell Holtner, excited for him. And I know he is, we're going to share out the schedule a little bit with staff. He is all over the place, and we appreciate that energy. I guess being a professional athlete, that's maybe easier for him than me, but we're going to work him pretty hard, which is awesome. So you're going to see him in all three buildings, involved with kids at all different levels. So that's going to be cool. And then as we wrap up the quarter there, we're taking a little bit extra time, but our first activity day will be October 30th, right before those Halloween in-service days in the middle school. And our student council has gotten going. Mr. Brock and Ms. Turner have been working with them and getting some cool ideas, and they're trying a little bit different for it. And I think they have more stations. They always do fun things like pumpkin bowling and stuff. And again, we make a special schedule where we just get our cores in, and then we don't go to our electives, and we just do something fun to celebrate the quarter in Metcalf Middle School. So we do fun things, and they're kind of led by student council with adults, and then the kids rotate through. So that's going to be a fun day, and we have not set the dance yet. That's kind of kind of thought for middle school kids, but we will have a fun night with dance in the gym and that kind of stuff. The date has not been set. We're working with our student council to find a time, because that is also when is when all our middle schoolers go to leave for basketball. So it's just, again, a busy time with kids all over the place. So. Yeah, any questions?
Is Middle High School early out on Thursday, the 31st, and close on Friday?
Like, yeah, we're super early out on the 31st, like 1 or something. We're doing as much of a half day as we can. Yeah, and then no school on the 1st. Oh, yeah, nice. Good question. Yeah. Other questions?
And next week's conferences, Friday there is regular school.
Thank you.
So that is something that is also a little different this year.
Yeah.
We're actually matching the same sort of release times for Thanksgiving, but
yeah.
High school, middle school is doing their conferences earlier because they're on the quarter system, different than the elementary with trimesters. So,
yeah, exactly.
Same regular school days for kids next week.
And that also means, just looking ahead, and I'll add a couple things on this. That means though that Wednesday before Thanksgiving will be no school for all three buildings,
for
just because we've typically kind of worked an extra day and then gotten that Wednesday off.
Mm-hmm.
We're still putting in that extra 8 hours spread over these 3 days, and then they're kind of banking that for that Wednesday, if that makes sense, right before Thanksgiving. That is also the day that our ASB, to go on what Maria was talking about, is going to work on the Constitution. They're just coming up. The main basis there is this way we've talked. You've heard a little bit about the voting. We're trying to change the way we elect officers. And they're going to do a work session, and they actually can't, I can't either. We can't decide on our own. We go back to the full student council, and they have to vote, and it might be 2/3. It's at least 50% anyway. And so the full student council has to vote on the changes made for that to kind of ratify it and change the ASB Constitution. So it takes a large group in there. But so this is kind of their work session. Again, as you're seeing these kids involved, they're so busy, there's no free time. There's no free weekends when all five of them could be present to work. So they're coming in on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We're going to do a work session. We're going to use ASB funds and buy some food and do some work.
Great.
Yeah.
So they planning on making, is it just a general review of it, or is there something specific they're honing in?
There are a couple things on there I think they've wanted to update. It hasn't been updated since 2007, I believe, when Mr. Engel was the advisor. But the big one is how we elect officers, because we've changed it a few times with, you know, votes within there, but we haven't actually followed through with the big change to the Constitution, which really needs to get done. So it's on the list.
Okay. And swimming proposed is at the semester quarter. What was...
Middle school swim will begin at second quarter in the middle school. Yeah, so we said the quarter ends on the 18th, so that next Monday they'll go into those full three groups, and so we'll start them. Yeah, we sent some information on the bulletin last week, and Mr. Van Soren is going to put out the actual syllabus. I want to make sure we get that ahead of time so people know what the grading expectation is. Anytime you are grading a kid, you want to make sure they know and their parents know what they're being assessed.
Any questions?
Is that set in stone right now as far as the PE changes?
We could talk later, anytime. Yeah,
okay.
Let's talk.
Okay.
Yeah, it was brought forward by the teachers. I want to say that. Brought forward by the teachers, with Mr. Vance Orange being obviously a certified swim instructor, which is something we haven't had with this small of groups in many years since Dan Assignment. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. We already did Mr. Cabal's report, and then Ms. KP, you kind of went over the maintenance report, so we'll move on to school board committee reports. Cheryl is sick, as we kind of heard. Katie, curriculum?
They did have a meeting last week, or a couple days ago, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was on Wednesday afternoon, and I just can't get away from work on a Wednesday. And I haven't had a chance since then to actually sit down and talk to... They were talking about the English language and arts, right? Other than that, I'm really sorry I'm dropping the ball, but I just haven't had time this week because my boss is out of town, so other duties. If you want to keep talking, right, go for it.
Yeah, Mrs. Collins there too, though. It was the English language arts kickoff, so we had our English language arts district-wide, and we went over the document and just talked about the purpose behind it, you know, the goal. There's some support documents that kind of get a general format. Mrs. Morrison, pardon me, was there to present. Had given me the budget information, so they have an estimated budget. We never know what our budget is going to be from year to year for them to spend. They're looking for resources to support what they're doing, and then just talk about them starting work on it. So it was really the kickoff assembly for assembly. I'm still in my assembly mode. The kickoff meeting for English Language Arts Teacher District Wide. Mrs. Conn and I were there and went through it, and it's great. Yeah, pretty straightforward. And we have another one, a follow-up, kind of a check-in in January next year. Hopefully you saw that. Let me know.
I did, but that's so far away.
Okay. But if we get closer, it doesn't work, let me know, because we could adjust.
Wednesdays will never work for me. I'm sorry.
Okay, facilities, Dan?
We haven't had a meeting recently. So.
Okay. And Mara's out of town for legislative liaison, and probably nothing much. No negotiations policy. We met... I'm already getting blurry, but we have a whole bunch on the agenda. So we did some heavy work for an hour and a half that morning. And anybody listening or that's here would like to participate, although we did that particular day, we did do it on a weekday in the morning because those were the only people that were there, was myself and two administrators. So if someone would like to help out with that, we certainly welcome anybody from the community, and we can, you know, pick a more convenient time for anybody that would like to serve on that. And it's mostly just going through them because that's our process, to go through them. Hopefully every 3 years you have gone through them, or any new ones that the Alaska Association of School Boards recommends, so, or that we come up with. So, technology?
They're planning a meeting here shortly.
Okay.
I know John was trying to get the right people together at the right time, so, but I haven't heard exactly when that's going to be.
Okay. And wellness?
We have a meeting planned for October 23rd at 3:30. And I would imagine that they're going to be talking about Ninja Nick coming and some of the other people coming to town. And Ginger's always got lots of fun ideas. So. Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to make it, but it's a Wednesday.
Oh, shoot. We need to work on that.
No Wednesdays.
Sorry.
If Katie's on your crew.
Not very flexible.
Is Thursday a better day for you?
Yeah, it is. That's a great day.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
I can always follow up and get caught up.
No, but still, it's nice to know.
But, yeah, so there is a wellness committee meeting coming up here soon.
Okay. Special recognition. The Petersburg High School shop student, industrial arts students, and their teacher, Dave Owens, received a letter of commendation from CTE, which means Career and Technical Education Program Specialist Sheila Box of the Department of Education and Early Development. And Superintendent
Cavey, take
it away.
Yeah, we thought it'd be nice to just share this because I do think it is nice when we have staff and students who are recognized for their efforts, and nice for you guys to know that people appreciate what's going on. So this is from Sheila Box, who does work at the Department of Ed. She said, "I'm writing to say how impressed I am with Dave Owens and his SHOP program and students. Last year at the Alaska CTE Professional Development Conference in Anchorage," which is the one they're going to, in a week or so, "I attended the session that Dave, yourself," she means me, "and Drew Larrabee from Wrangell," who's the shop teacher in Wrangell, "presented on profitable shop projects." That's what we did. I was on the screen. I wasn't there, and then they were both there. It was a lively session, and the participants were all engaged, and then Dave brought out some of the etched water bottles his shop had created and gave one away as a prize. He also showed photos of some etched with Southeast School logos. I didn't win the giveaway, but I thought those bottles were really great. It just so happened that I was planning a 35-year high school class reunion, go JDHS, is what she says, at the time, and I had looked a bit on Etsy and the web for some swag, including water bottles. Dave's were perfect and very reasonably priced, so I emailed him and we worked together on colors, design, text, etc. Over the next few months, he sent me a couple of samples and lots of photos that the students had put together, and I ordered around 60 bottles. Dave and his students were very responsive and helpful, and Dave even found a retired couple boating up to Juneau. They're not retired. It's actually Irene's sister. It's really funny. It's funny. Where I could pick them up, saving me, I'm sure, hundreds of dollars in postage. The bottles arrived well-packaged, well-made, and he tossed in a few extra seconds that they created during the process. It was just a great experience all the way around, working with the Petersburg High School CTE program and Dave. We took the bottles to Seattle, and everyone was really excited about them. I even sold all the extra ones we had at the event. They were a huge hit and the coolest swag ever. Thanks so much for continuing to support CTE, innovative and passionate teachers like Dave, and the students who worked on my order, created a great product, and learned some business skills in the process. So there you go. I thought that was nice.
That was. And I'm so sad. I had past tense one of those water bottles and I lost it this summer.
We don't know people who could help you.
Well, that's what I need. He told me I need to just call him. Again. But it must not have been. I don't think I must have left it somewhere in Petersburg because I don't think anybody would walk around with
a water bottle that says
home grain on it.
Yeah.
Yes, they would know how it was. So that's great. Okay.
Nice.
Moving on, no old business, we'll move to new business. We have several policies in their first reading. So they have been aligned with the Association of Alaska School Boards to reflect current changes in law, and the Board Policy Committee did review them. So I will make a motion to approve the above-listed policies at first reading. Do you have a second?
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Is there any of them that maybe we want to pull out to discuss specifically? A lot of them, for those that are listening, were some were just I kind of talked about a little bit online today, but language changes that didn't actually change the intent of the policy, but was more to align with ESSA, the Every Student Succeeds Act. How you guys felt, if anybody, aside from the one of the new ones.
I had some questions about the new one. But
yes.
The main, and I just to follow up with what Sarah was saying, a lot of the focus right now that we're noticing last couple of years and this year again, is there's a lot of emphasis on including culturally responsive language in policies, and as well as trauma-informed instruction, trauma-informed resources that... So there's a lot of that many of the policies are dealing with those kinds of things. Also updating things from ESSA, a couple of them like the drug, tobacco and alcohol-free workplace, the overall focus of that policy hasn't really changed, but of course things have changed in our lives, right? So there's marijuana conversations that have to take place. There's also the continuing spread electronic. Of vaping and electronic cigarettes. It just keeps changing what we have to do. So just trying to think if there's anything else to specifically mention. These are all available, anybody out there in Radio Land, or if you want them, you can get them on KFSK. They're available or on the district website, or you can stop by the district office if you want hard copies that are already there.
These are first reading, so changes can still be made even in second reading. And I guess the new one is the one I think I had a couple people come talk to me actually today, very concerned about our new policy that we're proposing. It's like, well, I don't know, worried that something had happened to promote this. And no, we're just trying. It was one that was recommended when the ASA, when the association sends us board policies with recommendations as a whole packet, that was included in the packet. Is, hey, if you don't have one, maybe you should consider adopting, you know, a policy. So there wasn't any, you know, didn't want anybody to get worried that something had happened, but it's just one of those, oh, yeah, we don't have a policy on this. Maybe we need to talk about it and develop, either develop one off of this one or potentially adopt this particular one. So for those that are listening, it's pretty specific. It's a new policy would be restrictions on sex offenders on campus. How do we handle that when someone is a registered sex offender and also has, you know, as a potential parent or guardian of a student? And how we make sure we have some sort of guidelines for staff to follow so they know how to work within those guidelines.
And it's interesting to note, there's a couple things at the top of this, and this has been adapted and revised really by the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. It looks like it had been originally created in about 2011, updated in 2019. Clearly they must have had some concern or some issues. So that's usually often how these kind of policies come about. It's interesting, Alaska law does not prohibit sex offenders from entering school campuses. So school districts, the focus here is that school districts, though, can have their policies that prohibit non-parent sex offenders from coming onto school grounds, and that puts reasonable procedures in place for sex offenders that are parents of students enrolled in district schools. And that's the background behind the policy. So their parents and guardians do have rights, but they also have responsibilities. So, and I have dealt with this as a principal in my time here. They do have the right, if they have children enrolled in our schools, they are able to have access to, you know, picking up and dropping off their kids, coming to meetings that are scheduled, that sort of thing. Now, that being said, they are supposed to, you know, meet and get a, you know, permission and have a plan and, you know, all of those kinds of things. And I will say that is how it has happened in my time here. I have had a couple situations. People have not pushed on that, or, you know, we've not had the procedures that are in place in this policy are what we have enacted. Because I did have some questions early on in my career here with a person that I did know that was on the registry and had a student and was interested to find that out about the statute. I was a little surprised at that. And so we enacted these procedures that are really listed in here. And the parent was fine. We didn't have any issues. They followed everything they needed to do. The other part of this that I think is important is also dealing with, there's some information in there about dealing with student sex offenders. So if you have anybody over, you know, at over 16 or around 18 or 19, we serve children, students up to 21 actually in our district through our special services program. So that again is not something we've necessarily dealt with here, but it can be something that you deal with. We've had a couple teachers who actually work here who works in other districts who have dealt with students who have ended up on a registry. So,
I've done that as well.
Yeah. So there's some things there that are important to have, I think, in a policy, just because it's here, right? It's spelled out, it's information. Mm-hmm. I think other questions that people probably have, or I've been asked before, if somebody's on a registry, and they're not a parent, do they have access? Well, that is clearly different within clearly the school day and the school hours. There's some, they don't. But they are able to come onto district property. Let's see, it looks like if there was voting, like if there was a voting, you know, like we have it in the community work, what am I trying to say?
Gym or community center.
The center.
Some districts are at the school,
which is really still part of our campus, so you know, that would be a question or a concern. They do have the right to come in and participate in voting. They also have the right to attend an open meeting held outside of the student instructional day. So if there were a community,
we were hosting some sort of
meeting in the auditorium or something, I don't know, you know, something.
That's a question I have. Like, we have the movie theater in the school building and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they would not be allowed in to see the movie theater and stuff as well?
Well, that's not listed on here. I don't see that. And actually, one of the questions that Sarah and I had discussed during our policy meeting, and that's just one of the reasons we wanted to bring some of this up here with you guys, is it also doesn't necessarily address things like games, like extracurricular activities in the gym.
Policing basketball games and stuff like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so there's some, I do read in here, and people can get copies of this if they want to look at it, but there's also some things that, like, because you can't be held, like, the school principal and our superintendent have the discretion to refuse permission if it is reasonably believed that a parent guardian's presence on school property would be inappropriate or a danger to others, provided such permission shall not be unreasonably withheld. So there's some legal protections for people all the way around on it. At all times, the school administrator shall endeavor to protect the privacy of the offender's child, always, if there's ever an issue with a child, because it's not the child's issue. So I have questions about that. So, I mean, I think if there was a reason to be concerned about it, I think we could address that with people. You know?
I almost wonder if basketball, school, even if they're school sponsored, that they are outside of the student instructional day, but that's where I think you could argue that a game or a play or a music concert are all outside of
instructional day. Mm-hmm,
and that they're open.
Right. Yeah.
Would a game be considered a meeting?
Well, it's outside the instruction. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Something an open meeting is where anyone's invited, in theory, would be invited.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That maybe that's where it's be, whether that's what we want to, part of our policy to say yes, that that's allowed.
Right.
I think it's probably happening already.
Yeah, and that's one of the comments that they make in here as well, is talking about there's information about, convicted of an offense in this or another state or by federal law who are required to register. Policy applies to individuals. This also addressed kidnapping, child kidnapping, who are required to register on the Alaska Department of Public Safety Registry. This policy is not intended to impose a duty upon district administrator or employee to review a registry to determine if there is a person. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not the police. I mean, in that sense, if we know something, we clearly would want to act on that. We would, and that's what.
But it's not putting you the burden to be constantly checking.
Right, like
the
you're
registry.
Not. We're not the police in the sense that, or, I mean, if that makes sense.
So you don't have to keep, like, checking the state registry.
Right.
To make
and checking
sure.
faces every time someone walks in.
Yeah.
Right.
This is the question. If we're not able to enforce this because they don't have no idea, or is there liabilities because we're not enforcing our own policies?
Well, and that's the question. Well, we don't have the policy currently. So.
I mean, if we
adopt
this and we're not actually making sure that everybody...
Well, but they're saying you don't do that. That's what they're actually saying, is you don't. You're not trying to find out... I mean, we can't be held. That's what you're asking the question about liability. You can't be held. We can't be held liable for figuring out if someone is or isn't on the list.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I think that's why they have that part of the paragraph in there.
So in a what if situation, if someone thought, if a parent came to you and said, hey, that person is not safe to be around.
Which
kid,
has happened.
And then do you go confirm the
Absolutely.
List?
Absolutely. I will.
And then you can boot
We've
them.
Done that. Yeah, that's how we've done it in small towns.
And that follows this written
yes,
policy.
Yes, and that follows that same procedure. If there was ever a concern or a question, that's exactly what we do. And we'll contact the court here. If there's things that are public record, they will. Or the police.
Okay.
That's what we do.
I'm assuming that these people are told they can't go in school districts or school grounds. I don't know that for sure, but I imagine they're told that they can't be.
If there's a court order, that's a different issue. I mean, if there's court order, that's very easy for everyone, right? Like, that's on file. That's the way it is. And we have also had those situations happen. Typically, yes, that has been my experience. If somebody comes to me and has had a concern about someone, typically whenever we've researched and discovered whether or not somebody might be on a registry, they're not somebody that's ever been in a, they have been told that they're not to be on the premises. We've not really had an issue with that. Questions we've had have been a couple of situations with parents who may have had something happen a long time ago in the past, because you can be on a sex offender registry for a lot of different things. There's a range of things that can put you on there. I'm not judging or not judging the range of things that are on the list. It's not my job to do that either. So, it's a small town. We typically end up, people will either come forward with a question or concern, or we ourselves have questions or concerns that we are able to follow up. So that's, I guess that's probably what I would say about that. Yeah. Are you okay in there?
Barely.
One thing I might yes. Instead of, maybe I want to change, instead of just meeting outside of social, maybe, or event.
Yeah. You know, meeting. On which part?
You know what it says, we were talking about
an open meeting.
Right here, an open meeting. Maybe if you just put...
That's a question Sarah and I had, and this was one of the things we wanted to bring up with the board, and I do want to clarify that with the attorney. That's actually one of the questions I would like to do, or if there are other questions on here that you guys would like me to clarify with the attorney.
I think also just the unique case of us having our community movie theater, I mean, that's another thing. It's like we need to clarify that too, Christopher. Can we say they can't go to a movie? I mean,
we can adapt. We can ask those questions and adapt what that means. So
I just think
I
there needs to be
clarify
which.
Yep.
That.
Yeah. And
maybe
that's,
he can suggest.
Yeah. And that's why you have to make them fit your own community. That's why they don't just blanket accept it as it is. We need to ask those questions because we're also very unique in the sense that our community's pool and gym are connected to us. So does that extend? You know, we've actually had some situations with restraining orders before that do extend to that, which is helpful to us because it allows us to have a larger bubble if there's a safety concern, if that makes sense. So,
is it all considered school district grounds?
Well, it's on the campus, so it can be considered part of our campus.
Especially during the instructional day.
Yeah, I was going to say during the school day.
So the instructional day,
that's
if
why
someone
they don't
is
let
using
the public in the locker room.
It's owned by the borough.
Like
this is all the questions about liability and all kinds of things. This is why we keep having conversations about the gym and the pool and all kinds of things. So we can make a case about it being, I don't have a problem making it be a case about we're not comfortable with, we're considering this a campus for our purposes. And I think we would always err on the side of, this is our campus. If we're uncomfortable in any degree, I'll deal with, you know, if there's pushback or something like that, like, you know, you went too far, you can't tell them not to be here. Well, that's fine. Then you can tell us that we need to do something different. But we would always act on the side of, if we have any questions or concerns, we would.
My only thought was, we were talking, and I'm not the judge and jury, was just the idea of distinguishing. The movie theater seems very clear in my brain. Like basketball games or things are a little hazy. It just feels like we celebrate children. We watch, whether it's the pep band or the cheerleaders or basketball or swimmers or whatever, it feels like we are watching and all about children. And so that at least brings questions in my mind.
Right. And that's what I think we're talking about is what constitutes open, what's a meeting?
Yeah.
Is that, does that mean activities that are school sponsored, not school sponsored? I mean, you know, in small towns, things happen in the school. It's just the way it is.
Right.
And that's not just
both
us.
School,
you know,
as well as community.
Yeah, events. So I think that's a question. Those are questions that I have too.
Mm-hmm.
What constitutes that? I think it's mostly the events that are the other events. It's all that other stuff. I'm not really worried about our procedures for what happens during 8 to 3 is pretty spelled out. It just is. But it gets trickier, I think, when it's these other events and what constitutes that. So we'll find out about open, what constitutes open meeting. Any other
What's that definition?
Question, you know, what that might be. Anything else specifically? Basketball or pool, swim gym, you know, games.
Music.
Pool. Auditorium. Movie. Okay.
That was my biggest
concern. Those were our biggest questions,
okay,
too.
So maybe then at our next meeting,
mm-hmm.
during second reading, we'll have had some clarity to that. Maybe we can discuss some language at that time.
Yeah. And if people, I mean, again, you don't have to adopt it at second reading if people aren't comfortable with it.
Right.
Then
and it'd be nice,
send it back.
Of course, we had anticipated hopefully the whole board was here, but circumstances are not
So if we have to
keep
working on that
one,
yeah, that one doesn't necessarily. So
okay. Bring it back. Okay.
Are there any other policies that were any of the languages in the other one that a concern or wanted to pull out?
Okay. Okay. I will find out about that.
Okay. So a motion's been made and seconded to approve the above-listed policies at first reading. Like we said, we can make amendments and changes to any of them, particularly the one that we have the most questions on, which was the new one. But at this point, you know, we can approve the first reading, or we can say we want to pull, you know, amend that and pull that one completely out and move the others on to first reading, because they would then be on to second reading, the other policies. I'm inclined to make an amendment to the motion and pull Board Policy 3515.5 out and let the rest go on past first reading, and then pull that one for further discussion next meeting.
That sounds good.
I'm not really sure if we have to vote on that. I think we do to an amendment to a.
I think you can do
that. Okay, so I'm going to amend my motion to approve the above listed policies but pulling Board Policy 3515.5, restrictions on sex offenders on campus, out of the recommended approved list for first reading. Could I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? No? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 3-0. And I think we'll end up hopefully discussing 3515.5 next month.
Yep.
Okay. On to the next item is resignation acceptance. The board recognizes the resignation of Charlie Roden, middle school administrative assistant, effective September 27th, and Chelsea Sir, elementary instructional assistant, effective October 2nd, as accepted by the superintendent on behalf of Board Policy 4117.2. And I don't know Chelsea, but Charlie, thank you for your work in the middle school and taking care of our kiddos for several years.
Absolutely.
And then also in the district office before that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, go ahead.
Go ahead. You amended the motion and seconded it to pull it out. Did we vote
on We didn't vote
the
on
the
first
of
one.
Policies?
We did to pass the in first reading.
Okay.
So.
Because I just recall a vote to
I thought
amend.
The vote was to amend.
Was to amend. Oh, sorry. Now we need to actually vote
on
the new ones. Okay, I apologize. Okay.
Okay.
So now, sorry. Okay.
Now you get to read them all.
Now, okay. Make a motion to approve the following policies for first reading. Board Policy 4000. All personnel concepts and roles. Policy 4020. Drugs, tobacco, and alcohol-free workplace. 4112.61. Employee references. 4119.25, political activities employees. 4119.41, employees with infectious disease. 4132, publication or creation of materials. 4313.1, load, scheduling, and hours of employment. 5030, school discipline and safety. 5124, communication with parents and guardians. 5131, student conduct. 5132, dress and grooming. 5137, positive school climate. 5147, dropout prevention. 6115, ceremonies and observances. 6141.3, culturally responsive education. 4142.5, environmental education. And 6143, courses of study.
6142.5, sorry. I think you said 41.
Oh, 6143.
Just for clarification.
Oh. 6142.5. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 6142.5 environmental education, and then 6143 courses of study.
There we go.
Perfect.
Can I have a second? Okay, motions were made in second.
You have to read them all too.
To pass just those in the first reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 3-0. Thank you, Irene. It's been a while since I've done it.
Okay,
we did, I think, okay on the resignation because you accepted on their behalf, or our behalf. Thank you, Erica.
Yes.
Next we have, ooh, Mr. Lenhart's been waiting patiently. Out-of-state travel request for 2019-2020. Music teacher Matt Lenhart has submitted an out-of-state travel request for the PHS Jazz Band to attend Clark College Jazz Festival in Vancouver, Washington. January 23rd through the 25th, 2020. And usually we get these requests in the spring, but we specifically asked him to hold off because we were so unsure of our financial climate last spring. So before we get into a discussion and present, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve 2019-20 out-of-state travel requests for PHS Jazz Band to attend Clark College Jazz Festival in Vancouver, Washington in January 2020 as per Board Policy 6153. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. We'll have a discussion, but first, Mr. Lenhart, take it away.
Okay, well, 2 years ago, the Jazz Band took a trip to the a new jazz festival for me in Clark College in Vancouver, Washington. I hadn't known that this jazz festival had been going on for over 50 years, and I felt like I was missing out, and got to experience a great festival. It was very kid-centered. An attribute that I really enjoyed was that all the divisions compete each day, and three bands are called back in the evening for a finals. They have a clear scorecard, and so an audience gets to hear, you know, kind of make their own decision or evaluate how the judges elected their favorite. And it's great for the kids to just hear, okay, these are the top three, you know, what do you hear different? And another aspect that I enjoyed seeing my students take in was the performance of the Clark College Jazz Ensemble. Here was a band where the members were, you know, 4 or 5 years older than them, and they're playing some really nice jazz, and there's something they could aspire to and something they can grasp. It's great. Other jazz festivals will pull in a couple of pros, and they're awesome to see, but not many of my students will probably become jazz pros, but seeing, not yet, maybe, but seeing a jazz band for them, like, hey, here's the next level, and get them excited for what they do. So I was very impressed with that festival, and our band plays second in its division, and we're very proud of that, and so I was looking forward to attending again. I also looked at a in-state festival in the Mat-Su Valley, and the costs are very comparable to going to the Clark College. And we just thought that there was more bang for the buck in taking the band to the Clark College Festival.
And we like the date quite a bit better. The end of January is a much better time for students to travel.
Yeah, the Mat-Su one was the early April.
Mm-hmm. Really busy time for kids.
Yeah, right around testing time.
Mrs. Whitstock went last year, I believe, as a chaperone, and really had high things about the Clark College Festival.
It was the best trip I've ever taken with kids, period. I've taken lots.
You have.
Yes, you have.
Well, my son went. He loved it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He learned a lot. It was great.
And if you have any questions.
So is this fundraised, all this, or the students paying for this, or the school district paying for it? How's it paid for?
The school district doesn't pay for it. The kids fundraise. We've got two big fundraisers this fall, the seaweed collection and the Christmas raffle. For Clark College, we'll have to have our funds paid up before they depart in January. But often, I think what we did last time is we had a jazz performance and dessert at the Sons of Norway Hall late winter. And what money we made from them, we kind of paid back to people who had paid out of pocket, you know, like recover some out of pocket expenses. It comes out to about 870 per student this year.
And how many kids?
18.
18, thanks. Is that any?
It's a great trip.
Jeff, that sounded real good the other night, too.
Oh, the other night. Thank you. It's been an exciting week. This week too. Just looking through new material for future concerts. It's a fun time. Really good kids.
Okay. Anybody have any other questions?
agenda.
Thanks, Matt. Cool.
Okay. Yeah, this for those that are listening, maybe they're familiar with it. Seems to kind of alternate every other year for a large out-of-state travel. Close-up did it the year before, and usually it's been the music department being able to take a larger trip than just Southeast Music Fest. So that's where it comes into play. So if there are any other questions or... Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the 2019-20 out-of-state travel request for PHS Jazz Band to attend Clark College Jazz Festival in Vancouver, Washington in January 2020.
Yay!
All those... Oh, it's a roll call, sorry.
That's okay.
Maureen, please call the roll.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Katie Holmland.
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0. Hey.
We'll be picking up seaweed on Saturday, right? Coffee in hand. Miss Stemko's here. We're going to be having a party. Get on the list. $15 a bag. It's going to be raining and miserable and off and just awesome.
That sounds like fun.
It's going to be great. We're doing it. Katie,
you
come on.
Seaweed?
Yes, we are. 7:30 in the morning. You want to come, Katie?
You know I do.
I know you do.
Selling seaweed. Saturday's the collection. $15 a bag. They can call the high school office to place an order.
That's right.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Where are you all meeting to harvest?
We're going out to, what is it, Wilson, out by Crescent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 7:30, we'll be out there.
Bright and early.
Yep.
Ooh. Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Anybody out there in Radio Land want to come help and get on kids' lists and earn points for them and help us out?
All right.
Buy seaweed.
Buy seaweed?
Yeah. Anyway, be fun.
Okay, next we have 2018-19 school designations. The Alaska Department of Education has released the school designations for the 2018-19. This is the second year for the Alaska Development Accountability and Support System as far as the state's Every Student Succeeds Act plan. The designations are based on multiple measures of student success, and the department has created a new data portal called the Compass, designed to help families and community members access data about all public schools in Alaska. So, kind of give us the highlights, Ms. KP?
Yeah.
For those that are listening as well?
Yep, absolutely. And I did want to include, you know, some of that information in the description as well as, you know, to the agenda. I attached this letter. This was a press release that came out on September 30th about the Compass, this new kind of data portal that they've created for anybody, families, parents, whoever wants to look at it. So it's on the department website. It also was attached to the agenda. If people want to go look at it, they're certainly welcome to do that. I do think it's nice. They always try to enhance the ways that they can provide information to people in a way that, you know, is maybe somewhat digestible, I guess is what I would say. So this is called the Compass. It's new. It's interesting. The only thing about it that I do find a little interesting, so you can pick, if you click into it, you can pick, you know, any, like, you can pick...
In comparison.
Well, and that's why I laugh a little bit, because, you know, it's this whole thing, right? Like this, these designations. So, you know, here's information, right? Racy Stubman Elementary. So it gives you information about numbers of kids, how many students are there, you know, what was the proficiency levels, attendance rates, that sort of thing. Where did you fall as far as the support, the designation? We talked a little bit with Angela today on the radio. So there's basically three designations. It's universal support, targeted support, or comprehensive support. And we are in universal. There's information there about enrollment, how it's changed. So you can, though, the interesting thing, you can... compare, which I always think is interesting. So there's some years, so you can look at, you know, like this was last year. So right now we just have 2 years in here because this is the system that they've created. You can compare 1 year to another year. You can also compare this year to another school. So yeah, you said Wrangell. We can pick Wrangell. It's always got to be Wrangell, right? So then you can, you know, line them up.
Well, they've got quite a few fewer students.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. some good math scores going.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your science is lower.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Beat this in math and not science.
So. Yeah, exactly. But science is, yeah. Anyway, so it's interesting. I mean, you know, you can, yeah. You can get into the system and look. It's pretty easy to navigate. So I think that's, you know, it's good information. Basically, the system we talked a little bit today, and we talked about it a lot last year, they give it, this is the accountability system, is called the System for School Success. As Sarah said earlier, they, you know, each administration that kind of comes through federally and at the state level has a different stamp. So this is the newest flavor, System for School Success. And the basic premise of this is to base these designations that are, you know, created for each school in the state based on a number of factors. So it used to be really very, very based on pretty much just the sort of state assessment. And then you remember the ASPE scores. There, we had STARS for a while. That was the system. And there were a few things that went into that rating. But this one is, you know, has several indicators. So academic achievement, also academic growth, which I do think is important. That was a big part of the complaint, I guess, that people had before was, you know, you're looking at one day, one snapshot in time. Are we also looking at how kids have grown from 1 year to the next, which is really important. So they do factor that in. They also factor English learner progress specifically, which is interesting. We don't have a huge population of English language learners here. In fact, we don't have enough to, it's suppressed because when you have numbers under like 10, you know, they suppress that data as far as being, because it's, you could, theoretically, you could identify students in a district that's small. So that's suppressed for us. Graduation rate doesn't factor in for elementary, but it factors in for high school. Chronic absenteeism is another factor that is used in creating the designation. Also for elementary school specifically, they include grade 3 English language arts proficiency levels. So it's sort of in there twice, which is interesting. So, because I mean, you have your English language arts achievement overall, and then you have specifically just grade 3. So that's elementary. And each of our schools showed growth, which is important always. And same thing here, you can see rates. I think this is a really great percentage to see this here. Percentage of students who improve from 1 year to the next on the state summative assessment. This is the middle school. 100% of the kids did, which I think is really important. So I think that's important to look at the growth piece. I think it doesn't mean 100% are perfect. It means 100% showed growth, which I think is huge.
Yeah,
fantastic. So, and similarly here, 7 through 9 on English language arts at the high school showed growth as well. So that's pretty much it. That's the system, that's the measures, that's the indicators. If anybody wants to check out the compass, go compare away. You can find all the schools you want in the state, and you can compare a couple years worth of data. Mm-hmm. So.
And as always, our schools are doing very, very well with great parents, great teachers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Celebrate for sure.
Absolutely. And both, like I say, all three schools showed growth, which is huge. Mm-hmm. Really important. So.
Good.
Yeah, thank you. Great. Great teachers working hard.
Yep.
Great kids.
Great kids.
Yep.
Any additional comments from board members?
I was just—I know with the playground stuff, we've kind of got overall a great big plan.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a piece at a time, but I just kind of know what we're kind of hoping to do this year, or what our near plans are with that to keep improving that and get to where we want to be with our playgrounds and stuff.
Well, we're done with our food service renovation, so we have our playground back.
Okay, good.
So we can finish working on that. There's plans to finish installing some of the equipment that's been purchased several years ago. It won't be this year. It'll probably be in the summer, just because you got to drive everything down and do cement and concrete and all that kind of stuff, too.
Okay.
So is it pretty much at a standstill then until next
year? Yeah,
summer?
It'll be spring or summer.
I can say Pi is going to be working on repainting like the basketball hoops, and we're trying to find theft-proof nets.
Awesome. I just was loudly talking to a student on our playground last night when I left another meeting at Parks and Rec to quit hanging on the rim.
But we're going to try to update both covered spaces there and make the one where the playground equipment is now, where that basketball hoop is, a little more usable because of the way it's set right now.
Yes.
They can't really do it.
We did talk about that.
So Pi talked about it at their meeting. And so
great.
We're at least doing those minor updates.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And we do still have some equipment. You know, there was some equipment that was purchased after the accident. Molly Park's family has donated money for a piece of equipment and to have something installed on that playground. And we have it, and we are really close to having what we need to be able to install it. So it's probably going to, and we wanted to have that happen last summer, but then they took over the playground with all the equipment for the food service.
I do have a playground grant dog-eared in my little thing here. So
awesome.
In my folder.
The Field of Dreams. Still on our list.
Field of Dreams. That needs to have it. Ice skating rink, too.
Yes. Ooh. Hockey field, soccer.
All sorts of ideas.
You know. Yeah. Good question.
Upcoming dates and meeting announcements. We've talked a little bit about that earlier, that you can find all that on the academic and activity calendar on the school's website at www.pcsd.us, and it is very helpful.
Yes.
And I think this is kind of a side note, Mr. Dahmer, did the bulletin situation get resolved? I think it did, because I think my PowerSchool one is matching what
is
I was
it
getting.
Matching now? Okay.
I think so. Well, there's some of the stuff that wasn't on one is now on it.
Good.
I'm just kidding. I haven't looked at them screen by screen, but I was just hoping that had gotten resolved.
Yeah,
for some people,
aware.
I was getting one from PowerSchool that did not have certain information that the other ones did.
Yeah. The joke in the Dormer House is that the principal's getting a different one than his wife, which is we'd like all the same information, especially if they're the same thing. So work it out, and obviously, you know, early you find Elizabeth doing great ones. The plan was supposed to be to use everyone's main email and not PowerSchool because it updates. It sends at 12:01 before she updates at 7:30.
Okay.
So it's not the newest of the Please let me know if it's not.
Okay. Future agenda items, of course, our board policies for a second reading, and then maybe that one is just more of a discussion before we...
Mm-hmm. We can put it back on there, though.
As a first reading again or a discussion.
Yep.
Okay.
We can do that.
Anything else you think of? Okay.
Wait, do a question. Are we planning on the AASB meeting in November?
Yeah. Oh. Again, can either one of you go?
I don't know. I'm not sure when it is.
It's the 9th, 8th and 9th? November 8th and 9th.
It's usually over
10th. It's 8th, 9th, 10th.
Yes.
3 days.
Is the board planning on going? I mean, I didn't know.
I am not going this year.
I had asked about going, but I haven't had the chance to look at their thing to see what is
going on during the event. Let's check it out.
But I think because I didn't get an opportunity to go last year, and I'm still kind of a new board member, I think it would be
We had talked about that.
There is that
the
new
10th.
Board training, too.
Yeah.
And that kind of covers, I think, pretty much anybody that has been on it for 3 years. Or less.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. So there's the...
Yeah. We need swivel chairs.
I know. We need to work on that. So Thursday, there's a Board Member Academy, Ready, Set, Govern, which was formerly known as the Boardroom Boot Camp, Part 1.
It's way too much like a recipe label for me. They're like... ingredient label.
I love it. So that one is a good one, and several of our board members have done that, and I think found it, you know, really good. Then there's some keynotes, some hot topics. That's a typical way that they've set that up. They'll have different sessions that you can kind of bop around to, which is great. Then there's part two there of the Ready, Set, Govern, which is also happening on Friday. Information here. Another. They usually have some good ones about school law.
From New Zealand. Is that related to the brothers that were
I
there last
so.
Year?
I think so. Maybe the brothers who were there last year. They were awesome. Because,
mm-hmm.
Jay, you didn't get to go last year.
Oh, wait.
You did go.
Remember the
you?
Brothers?
Yep,
I went.
Sarah, Mara, and
Jay.
Yeah,
I
wasn't able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mental health first aid, that is some, that's another, that'd be another really good one to go to. Typically, we have historically left on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We don't, which means you miss a few things because the plane usually leaves about 11 or so on Sunday morning. So, but we typically, we have.
Sometimes we've stayed.
Some people have, depending on if there's
something that you really
some other things with
my
resolutions.
My daughter's birthday is the 10th, so I might be back that day.
Yeah. You want to come back.
But those ones also look like they'd be a really super fun time.
They are. I did finally stay 1 year for the resolutions, and it was kind of interesting. I think because we had one that year that we were trying to get. That was the bumping the minimum amount that we could save and carry over from 10.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a fun process to see. Yeah, so if people are interested, you know, you should definitely go. I don't know if I can go this year, but we are happy to send. I mean, it would.
We've budgeted.
It's a good conference.
For it.
So if you want to do it, we can start working on it this week.
Okay.
Making arrangements for you.
To talk to my husband. Make sure I'll have someone to actually watch my children.
Okay. So if you did go, it would be probably would be go up on Wednesday the 6th then, and then come back on Sunday, unless you want to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Wednesday the 6th and come back on the 10th. And Jay, are you potentially interested?
I probably won't. I think that's the state swim.
Sometimes it's right over that because
we've been able to watch it sometimes in the evening.
If my daughter's in, I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be cheering.
Yes.
Cheering.
Right.
That is the state swimming.
It is the state
It is. And it does happen a lot over that. Because sometimes
they will be up there too for ACS.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
What will
That same wrestlers will be
having Oh, I think I remember that.
So I don't know if Cheryl or Mara. So maybe we'll try to get people to pencil it in this week, and then we could start making PFD tickets. So Katie looks like 99% yes.
Yeah, I just need child care. Okay. My husband to be around.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. Great.
I'll try to lock it in by Friday, though, so we can make it.
That would be great, and we can get some good tickets.
Hopefully I'll talk to him in the next couple of days.
Okay, so going up on the 6th and returning on the 10th.
Not this year. I won't be,
And we'll check with Karen then. Okay. Great.
Okay. Other new business? No? Okay, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Why all those not? In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 3-0. Good night.
This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, offering asset protection and security through insurance. Home, auto, boat, life. Information from a real live person who's in the same phone book as you. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance at 772-3858.